The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
Dad? If you hadn't have joined the army, what would you be doing instead?
I'd be dead, probably.
My dad grew up in Glasgow. He never talks about Afghanistan, never talks about Iraq, never talks about anywhere as if it's dangerous, except Glasgow.
Why would you be dead?
The day I left, I owed a lot of people a really little bit of money. 5 a year, 10 a there.
Is that why we don't go and visit?
Yes.
Can't you pay everyone back now?
I could, but they'd break my legs for the interest.
Oh. I see.
Glasgow, the most dangerous place on Earth. Other places that are also dangerous, the supermarket, underground car parks, public events, protests, pubs, abroad, fairgrounds, marketplaces, schools. Like the stuff you see on TV where the secret agent is trying not to get noticed. When my dad goes to any of these places, he tries to act like a civilian. He wears civilian clothes, says civilian things like, hiya. Sometimes he will wear a civilian shirt over his army camouflage kit, the stuff with the green and brown splodgy bits on it. So he is camouflaging his camouflage. But he is not a civilian. He's pretending to be normal whilst visiting Civvy Street so no one notices him. That's where you live. We live a very, very long way from Civvy Street. We live here. We just arrived. Mum's gonna cry. She's just seen what our new quarter looks like inside.
It's just the change. We had 2 lovely years in the last place and now this. It's just different, that's all.
Mum, I'm not being funny, but it looks exactly the same as the last place. Same green-brown carpet, same magnolia walls, same kitchen fittings, same taps in the bathroom, same radiators, same window handles, same houses next door. We're in a different base, yes, but we are in the same place. We've moved, but we haven't moved. Mum, it looks basically the same. Mum, it's the same!
The dimensions are different for a start. The curtains I made won't fit here.
It's the same.
You won't feel like that when school starts.
It'll be over by then, won't it? This is, what do you call it, temporary. We'll be out of here by the end of the summer. That's what you and Dad said.
Well, yes. Yes, hopefully.
What? That wasn't what we agreed.
But you're so good at making friends.
Allies. I make alliances. There isn't time to make proper friends. As soon as I start to make friendship mileage, we get posted. I go in, say very little, forge defences, and then it's time to leave.
What about your friend Megan?
Who?
Megan.
Oh, her. She said she'd email me, but she never has, not once.
Well, it doesn't mean she's forgotten about you.
Of course not. I'm sure I'll hear from her any day. She'll be emailing my face off for loads of news and personal information.
Lucy, we'll know more when Dad gets home. Can you make sure all those boxes go to the right rooms?
I've got a weird feeling in my stomach. I take the removals man to one side.
Buddy, there are about to be all kinds of human casualties in this area. I strongly recommend you follow the logistics plan we issued. Mess these boxes up and innocent people are going to get hurt. Copy me?
The removals man, a civilian, cowers before my superior rank. I don't make him salute, but he gets the idea. I tell him, dude, which is how civilians like to be referred to.
There's a box marked dining room in the kitchen. Do I need to say more?
My room. Yep, here we are.
What are you looking at?
Just taking in the view.
When we get to a new place, I like to do my own recce. What have we got? To the north, some weird trees. To the east, the perimeter fence topped with rolls of barbed wire. The west, yep, a slightly overweight guard, an Alsatian dog, more Alsatian dogs, security cameras, the end of our new garden. A strange crack in the ground next to the garden path. They must test ammo here, it disrupts the soil. What else? A weird shed next to the house, surrounded by a fence. Looks a bit like a garage, but a bit too small for a car. Washing on the line next door. The uniform's blue. Unusual.
Mum, why are they wearing blue kit next door?
I don't know, Lucy. I don't know anything about this place.
Is the war in Afghanistan over or what?
sort of.
Well, did we win?
I think it was another kind of victory, really. We wanted the people of Afghanistan to win.
OK, yeah, but did we win?
You better ask Dad.
Sorry, half our lives he's been out there helping fight, and what, we didn't win? Or worse, we don't know if we won. Are you joking?
Did I tell you there's a boy next door about your age? He's the Arthur's son. His father was at Sandhurst with Dad, apparently. He's still out in Afghanistan.
The last one you sent me around to talk to, you never left his room.
Well, I can't promise you this one's any better.
What's he into? Can he throw and catch? That's exactly what I need right now. I need someone who can throw and then also catch when I throw, and that's basically the summer taken care of.
All I know about him is he's got a keyboard.
A keyboard? That's no good to me.
Are you all right, Lucy?
You look a bit pale. I'm sure your dad was telling the truth this time. He's only on a desk job. He's already got one foot out the door. He's just moving machinery around. We're practically civilians already.
Mum, please. Maybe we should, like, stop the car.
It's around here somewhere.
Isn't there a sign? Can't you get it on the map? Call Dad.
It's not on the map. That's the point. At least we found the shop.
Yeah, miles away.
I'm normally really good at remembering where we live.
How many times have you and Dad moved?
17.
17? That's 17. 17 houses. 17 moving all our stuff.
That's just called being in the army.
Seriously, can we just call him?
Oh, you know what I mean.
It's massive, isn't it? Army bases are massive. You can't just not find them.
They're very good at hiding massive things.
You're annoyed at Dad.
What for?
Doesn't matter.
I know what this is about, Lucy. I'm sorry, but we've all got to do our best.
I don't care. I make friends like that.
Good.
But seriously, isn't being an army wife a bit...
What?
Annoying.
It's your dad who's got the hard part. Don't be ridiculous.
There!
Afternoon, ma'am. Passes, please.
I'm Major Freeman's wife. I don't have our passes yet. Can you just let us in? I've got ice cream melting in the boot.
One moment, ma'am.
Can't you just tell him we live here now?
Shh, he's just doing his job.
I hate waiting at the barriers.
Don't make a big deal out of it.
It makes me feel anxious.
What don't you like about it?
Don't get me wrong, the tank in camouflage netting is lovely. The sign telling us we are on Amber Alert for a terrorist attack is very homey. The dog staring at us and soldiers with guns is lovely. There's just something about it.
Is this about your bed sheets last night? It's normal in a new place to feel...
No! Shh! He can hear us.
But you're 14 now.
What's that supposed to mean?
He's going to let us pass. Thank you!
Lucky us. We're allowed into our own home.
You know what, Lucy? I've spent 20 years not doing that. Not complaining.
I'm not complaining.
To a lot of people, this is a very nice life.
It is nice. Just with a sort of undercurrent of death.
There's a reason we're here.
What are we doing here?
Because they told us to come here. It's your dad who puts his life on the line. It's Dad who defends his country. It's Dad who's worked hard all of his life to make the world a better place.
Mum, the ice cream's melted.
It can't be that bad.
It's dripping all over the plastic bags and into the other food. And it's sticky and wet and slightly... I don't know.
What, Lucy?
It feels warm. It's ice cream. Warm ice cream. This is like a sort of sign. It should be called Bad Omen Ice Cream.
We've come to visit a school near camp. In case. This is the in case we don't leave the army before the end of the summer school. This is not my civilian life dream school. This is just in case. This is just in case, Mrs. Ashwood.
We get a lot of military kids here.
Oh, you see, Lucy, you won't be the only one.
Oh, yes. Lots of children like you.
Wonderful.
Doesn't make any difference.
You must be ever so good at settling in.
I've no idea what Mrs. Ashwood is talking about. I'm not good at settling in. No one is. I've just trained myself to be able to get along, to glide in and be invisible enough not to get laughed at or hit on by the school freak. Or hit.
You must be incredibly brave.
I'm struck by this woman's sudden perceptiveness.
It's nice of you to say, Mrs. Ashworth, but I'm not sure I'm that brave. Well, school is tough and you have to have a certain armour, I suppose. Yeah, maybe I am brave, maybe I am. Don't know where it comes from.
Sorry, dear. I meant your dad. He must be very brave.
Mrs. Ashworth looks at my dad's shiny shoes, his glimmer of an active person tan, and sees a hero. I can see it too, but we can't all just sit there and stare at him all day.
Maybe this one will want to join the army one day.
Oh, maybe. At least he'd make a terrific soldier. Do you want to look around once more? I wouldn't mind.
Me? No, thanks. Oh.
Mrs. Ashworth, just while Dad isn't here, heads up. Don't tell anyone what my dad does for a living. Security reasons.
Oh. Okay.
I like my new friends at my new schools to believe that I left my last school for being too hardcore to handle. I want them to think I was expelled. That's my one card, the element of surprise. I don't look like someone who's been expelled. I look like someone who sits at the front of the class and hopes no one reads my mind. I want them to think that me being at the front is like a joke and a cover for subversive behaviour. They should fear me. I have a whole strategy worked out. I attack each school like I'm special forces. I look at him waiting for me by the car.
Are you worried about anything? It's very normal to be scared about maybe starting somewhere new.
There's usually an army anecdote coming up.
When I was in Afghanistan...
Thought so.
And that's how I conquered my fear?
Thanks, Dad.
You might not need to stay here long if you do come here.
What's he talking about? This isn't my school. This is the just-in-case school. I can't go here. I can't be expected to keep on moving into new worlds full of unknown dangers. I've done my time, haven't I? Haven't I? He's a man of honour after all, isn't he? What happened to the desk job? What happened to one foot out of the army already? Does he know something we don't? Tell me everything!
Okay, Dad. No problem.
All will be well.
What, Dad?
I said all will be. Everything's going to be fine. Okay, Lucy?
Okay.
And the thing is, I believe him. I'm dreaming of doing what civilian kids do. Hanging out on street corners or whatever. Shouting oi to each other on the bus.
Don't sit in front of the TV all day, Lucy.
Hiya.
What's with the blue helmet?
I've got some news. Mali, 6 months. I leave in a week. I'll be back on R&R in 6 months for 6 weeks. And then that'll be it. Probably. This will be our last posting. Then I'll definitely get a normal job, I promise.
But you promised before. The only reason this was bearable is because we were supposed to be all together. You were supposed to be doing a desk job here.
Well...
He's about to say something terrible.
Look, it'll be fun.
Oh!
Mum flings herself onto the sofa in pain, then turns her head, aims and fires. Except she doesn't, actually. She just starts making the dinner. She doesn't say anything. She doesn't say anything at all. I can smell our supper seeping up through the concrete floors. Mum has resigned herself to silent cooking in the wrong pans. And it won't taste like it's meant to, and she'll blame the removal men for her missing kitchen stuff. If we lived near anywhere, we could get takeaway. Today is a day when I strongly believe civilians would get takeaway. But we don't live near anywhere, and they'd never let a pizza in a box on the base. It's not worth the risk. They'd have to check it for explosive material first. It'd only get cold. This is Mother's ritual. The bad meal in the bad new house, and the bad world with wars, and the bad husband who's really, really excited to go off and fight in them. I have my own ritual. I kick around the stuff in my room that's been set up just like my last room to make me feel at home, except it annoyed me that time and the time before. But the repetition has some honour to it, at least. I use my Stanley knife to score my possessions out from their cardboard wagons. Yeah, nice. There's nothing private in an army house. Everything has its place. A known location. That's where that is. That's where that is. And in 2 years, someone will put it in a box and put it in a new place that looks exactly the same as the old place. So there's no diary. No secret place under the bed. There is nowhere to hide. As far as I know, I do not own any of this. Except maybe these elastic bands. And my shoe polish brush seems to have made it into here. We all have our own shoe polish brushes. You're nothing without shiny shoes. It's a maximised standby. Paperweight made from wood in the shape of a hippo. Some files, boxes of paper, CD. Not mine. I'll try it. A book on how to make curtains. Another book, more of a booklet, actually. The Family's Deployment Guide. Looks brand new. I open the first page. There are pictures of happy army families on the front cover. They are smiling with overwhelming military joy. My parents come up the stairs. I listen at the door. I guess immediately that even though I can't see their faces, they are not smiling with military joy.
I just don't understand. Why they're sending you to Mali.
It's so we can train their soldiers to fight better.
But who are they fighting against?
It doesn't matter.
It matters to me.
It's my job to go and do my best, to be the best. And then we can have lots of fun together after.
I don't understand why you keep saying fun. Mali's fun, waiting here is fun, moving is fun, being an army wife is fun.
She's got a point. This base doesn't even look like it has a squash court. Squash is fun central. Any day of the week. The only time I've ever seen other people play squash is in American movies set in the 80s when wound-up businessmen play it and get all hot and sweaty and fix business deals in the shower. I just come home on my bike to shower, and I only play with my dad, and only when his knee isn't being tricky. I wonder if the next door boy can play squash, or tennis, by way of a backup. I have to say, the whole piano thing isn't looking good. Who is this? Joan armour trading. What? Well, Joan, agreed. Come on, Angela, show some emotion.
When are you going? Don't you dare say Saturday.
Saturday?
Oh, I could have had a life, you know.
This is our life. It's nice, isn't it? You liked Aldershot, didn't you?
My mother and I did not like Aldershot. We hated Aldershot and everyone in the camp, although my mother managed to make friends. And that's when I started calling her Angela. And I started calling my father the General, even though he is a Major, which is a fair few ranks below General. Angela and the General sounded like they were in for an all-nighter of unarmed combat that might spill over into some sort of iconic event, like the Great Smashing of the Crockery event, if it's not already broken from the move. And that might spill over into a civil war. I consult the book. The booklet. When you first learn about the deployment, you're likely to seesaw between pretending that the deployment isn't really going to happen, sometimes called denial, and starting to think about what it will be like to live without your serving soldier for a long period of time. You may feel confused, stressed, resentful, or depressed. Many couples argue more than usual as they try to take care of all their pre-deployment tasks. Remember that it's important to keep the lines of communication open. Create opportunities for lasting memories during the separation. Building in some quality time together in a relaxed atmosphere will provide warm memories to sustain you during the deployment. Get to know other military spouses who are going through the same experience. Angela does not want to get to know anyone, but opportunities for lasting memories. Maybe I can help with that.
This way!
Where are we going? He's about to chuck it down!
Honestly, Lucy, I've got to be at a briefing in an hour.
We're nearly there.
Is this to do with this morning?
No!
I wouldn't let Angela into my room this morning because I woke up wet again. Covered in my own piss again. And the smell was so strong and dark I didn't want her to smell it, so I just put the sheet straight in the machine. But it wasn't plumbed in yet, so my mum smelt it anyway when she found it all in a ball in the machine.
Just keep going.
I can see the 6 foot and 10 foot wall coming into sight.
What do you want with the assault course?
Well, I thought we could have a picnic. I've got a rug and some sandwiches, and then we could
run around on the assault course. Together.
Why, Lucy? I've got curtains to make at home.
Because I want to help us create last... Doesn't matter. Can't we just try? Here.
I'll have a sandwich, thanks, love. This takes me back. You know why we do these? Not just for physical training, but to show the strengths and weaknesses in the team.
All right, that's interesting, isn't it, Mum? That's nice that we can hang out here together of an afternoon by the assault course.
Oh, Lucy, what did you put in these?
Whatever I could find. Mum, why don't you have a go on the scramble net?
No, I don't think so.
What about the crossway?
No, thanks.
Dad, maybe you could tell us about your... About your new blue uniform.
All it means, really, is I'm with the UN. Don't shoot because I'm unarmed.
What? You won't even have a gun this time.
Well, they don't think I'll need one.
Are you joking? You have to have a gun.
No, it's not necessary.
It's dangerous.
We'll just have to keep our wits about us.
But you're in the army.
I know. Fun, isn't it?
Right. I see. Well, I've always thought that one looks quite fun.
The crosswire. It's harder than it looks, that, love.
Thanks, Martin. I think I can handle it. It'll be fun!
Okay, but I better come with you.
No, thanks. I'll be fine.
It's starting to rain. It'll make the handle slippy.
It's easy, Mum. You just hold onto the handles, push off with your feet, and the wire will pull you across the trough of water. Then you let go on the other side.
Okay. That's it. Here, hold my jacket.
It's raining. Keep it.
No. Okay, okay. Like this then, okay? One, two, three. Woo!
She did it.
Go, Mum!
Let go, love. Let go or it'll pull you backwards.
The general moves fast to grab hold of Angela. She's got his arm. He pulls her out like she weighs nothing. It looks romantic, like a movie. These two are unbreakable. He's heaving her out of the water, the veins in his muscles all standing up. The sandwiches in the blanket have blown all over the grass. Angela is walking home. Her lips are going blue.
Oh, Lucy, what were you thinking? What were you doing bringing us up here?
I was trying to help us. I was trying to create warm, lasting memories in a relaxed atmosphere, actually. It wasn't just for me, it was what we're supposed to be doing.
What are you talking about?
I found it in my room.
Found what?
Forget it, nothing. At least today was sort of pretty memorable, in a way.
I think I'd rather forget it, if you don't mind.
It was a nice idea, Lucy. But next time, my advice to you would be to do some more planning up front. To know the coordinates of your destination and to brief us a little better on the nature and purpose of the outing. Much better and much more fun that way. Check the weather report.
It was supposed to be spontaneous fun, not pre-planned and briefed for fun.
Next time, just let me know if you're bored and I can organise a proper activity.
I wanted it to be my idea. That was sort of the point.
What?
I'm trying to help us.
He's not even taking a gun.
No problem, Angela. I'll pass your weaponry recommendations on to the UN.
I just don't think anyone's thought it through. It means if someone shoots at him, he can't shoot back.
Believe me, Mali's going to be like being on holiday compared to this. Getting shot at would feel like a kind of relief.
You won't say that when you...
What? What is it, Angela?
It doesn't matter. I'm sure it'll work out in the end. Everything will be absolutely fine.
Three days later, Angela's still all suppressed. Don't worry about me, Huffy. And I get the feeling that when the general leaves, things will get worse. I get the booklet out again. Some couples may feel a decrease in emotional or physical closeness. If you experience any of these emotions during the pre-deployment period, remember that it's important to keep the lines of communication open. It's important to talk about your own feelings and to listen when your serving soldier shares his or her feelings. It's also helpful to discuss what you expect from each other during the deployment. I think we can forget about that one. What else? Oh, yeah. Get to know other military spouses who are going through the same experience. I'll give it a go.
Mum, what are you doing?
I'm trying to work out if you can wear your old school uniform to the new school.
What colour is the new one?
Dark blue?
Then, no, my old one is black.
Which is very close to dark blue. Just for the first week, then I can get you a new one.
I look at a pair of school tights on the bed. Just looking at them and the thought of wearing them at the school I'm not supposed to be going to makes me feel weak. Like I might vomit or something else.
I can't go in wearing the wrong uniform to the wrong school. I can't wear black and blue. You just can't do it. You can't look like you don't belong there. I don't want people to know I don't belong there.
You do sort of belong there. You're wearing a bit of blue.
But the uniform is blue.
Lucy, I can't sort everything out.
You know what? Angela.
I wish you'd call me Mum, you know.
Well, Angela, I thought you should know I've been doing a bit of light research on a place called Marley. Really, it's no big deal.
Where?
Where Dad's going.
Oh, right.
There are some Marley soldiers who don't really know what they're doing, and some other guys who are the insurgents who have massive guns and rocket launchers and grenades.
All right.
What do you think about that?
What are you talking about?
Talking to Angela is like trying to crack an SAS man when you're not allowed to torture them. She could survive anything.
But aren't you worried? Don't you find it worrying? All the guns and teeth and eyes and blood and bombs and running and screaming.
Oh, Lucy.
She is rock solid, but I know there are tears somewhere, a fountain of empathy and complaint deep down underneath. Oh, come on!
Okay, I understand it must be stressful and there are probably ways of helping. Okay, Angela, have you met any of the other wives yet?
I've been putting it off. I'm not in the mood for coffee mornings or meeting people who are overly cheerful. There's nothing wrong, Lucy, but still...
There is a chance, Mum, that it might make you open up. That meeting other women in the same situation will give you someone to chat to and bond with while Dad's away. Come on, let's go next door, ring the bell, see what they're like. The Arthurs.
You know, Lucy, some women are in the army. They aren't army wives, they're army personnel.
Yes, this one's an army wife.
She's going to crack. Come on, cry, won't you?
Oh, God, all right. But we're not staying long. You just want to meet the boy.
I'd forgotten about him. No. Mum, I want you to find someone to laugh with, to joke about the situation with, so we can find it funny now and again and open up through the laughter. If Dad knew the guy in Sandhurst, you're bound to get on with his wife. I want you to have a comrade on the base. I want you to be able to share how you feel.
What are you two up to?
Lucy wants me to talk about how I feel about you being in the army.
Not exactly that. I just want her to...
What?
We're going to visit the Arthurs.
Jolly good.
I can hear Dad shout something after us, but I ignore him doubly on purpose.
So how long have you been here?
A year.
Do you like it?
It's okay.
Toby, can you catch?
What?
Can you throw and catch? Not everyone can.
I'm not in the mood.
Do you think our mums will get on? I'm trying to cheer mine up. She's such a pain.
Is she?
Yep. She never tells me what's going on, even though I can tell she's upset. You got a keyboard?
Yes.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
How long are you posted here for?
It was supposed to be 2 years.
Oh, right.
But now we have to leave.
Where are you going?
We don't know. To near my grandparents, I think.
Off camp?
Yeah. We don't need to be here anymore.
Okay.
My mum's packing everything up.
Oh, you're leaving the army?
Yeah.
God, I wish we were.
Yeah. My dad got blown up. Yeah.
Where?
Afghanistan.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Did they get the body?
Kind of.
What are you going to do?
What do you mean?
Is your mum okay?
She's gone all quiet. The house is really quiet. You're like the loudest person I've ever met.
Sorry.
I wish you'd come round before.
I don't play the keyboard, or I would have.
I do other stuff.
Like what?
I can play squash.
No, wait, I can play squash!
I used to play with my dad.
Me too! Toby.
Is your mum okay?
I've forgotten. Toby, I took her round to yours to cheer her up. Toby!
Don't worry about it.
I'm glad I met you.
Yeah. What number are you? I'm going to write to you.
What, really?
Yeah. I always write to people I meet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what the thing that looks like a garage but isn't is next to our house?
No.
Yes, you do. Tell me.
I can't.
Is it our government secret?
Yes, actually.
I have clearance.
Do you?
Sure, yeah.
What level?
Okay, level 3.
Well, okay. It's an access point to underground government offices in the event of nuclear war.
No way.
Well, it is.
Next to our house?
They have to hide it somewhere.
I don't believe you.
The army's complicated. There's a lot of stuff people don't know about. But they like to put big things in obvious places. Hidden in plain sight.
Really?
It's a thing. That's a way of thinking.
I don't get it.
Stuff's there, but no one sees it.
I mean, obviously.
Obviously. Where's your dad?
At the shops?
No, I mean...
Marley, no gun, Saturday.
Well.
You gonna be okay?
Sort of expected it might happen. I've been sort of preparing for it since I was about 8 or whatever. You're probably the same.
I'm not the same.
You know, running it through your head, training yourself to be okay with it. Weird stuff happens. The headaches, other stuff.
What other stuff?
You know, weird stuff.
No, not to everyone. Sorry. We don't get to play squash.
I didn't mean to freak you out.
I run back to the house, grab the booklet and throw it out the window. Its stupid little pages get caught up by the wind and blown into the patch of land between our garden and the perimeter fence. No man's land. One page drifts off the fence and back towards me, then loops back and drops behind and disappears. Nice. My pyjamas are all wet. Thanks, Toby, you total penis. Thanks for putting cut-off arms and legs in my hair. Cheers. I don't know what to do with the sheets this time. God, what does a stupid booklet say about bedwetting? Bet that's not in the book. I'm 14 and a total urine freak. That must be something. It's freezing out here. Where is it? Oh, what's that? It's all wet. Ugh! Got my sheets. Crap, it's the booklet. It's stuck to my leg. Ugh. Right, let's have a look then. Children, like adults, sometimes experience traumatic stress reaction, which affects the way the child thinks, feels, and behaves. Children can be as severely affected as adults. What are the signs of traumatic stress? Individual children react in different ways to traumatic events. How they react may also depend on their age. Immediately after the traumatic event, children may find it hard to sleep and have bad dreams and nightmares. Sometimes the effect may not appear for days or weeks. Children may, however, become fearful, clingy and anxious about being separated from their parents, start bedwetting and thumbsucking again, become preoccupied with thoughts about the event, be unable to concentrate, be irritable and disobedient, complain of physical symptoms such as headaches and stomach aches. All these are normal reactions to an extremely frightening situation. With support from the people close to them, children begin to get over the shock. The shock? What shock?
Dad! Dad, wake up! I don't want you to go. I don't think you should go. I think you should stay here with us.
Lucy, what time is it? What's wrong?
You can't leave us.
You'll be fine. You're always fine. Go back to sleep.
What is it?
Lucy,
go back to bed.
No. I feel like it's got inside my head.
What has?
I don't know what war feels like.
You're not in a war.
I know, but it doesn't feel like that. There's a massive war in my head. Oh, forget it.
Lucy, where are you going? What are you doing?
I want to get out of here. I don't want to live behind all this wire.
You'll hurt yourself. Calm down.
I want to get over the top.
Lucy, calm down. Everything's fine.
It isn't. Tell me the truth. Toby. Toby's dad isn't coming back. Toby's got to be so good and brave about it.
I'll be all right in Mali. It's nothing like Afghanistan.
It's not that. It's that I feel like it's happening to me all the time. I feel like I always have to be prepared, that I'm on alert, that I have to look for the enemy all the time. I get tired. Something weird happens to my body.
But you're safe.
But I'm sort of safe-ish. You don't even feel safe at the supermarket. You have to hide that you're a soldier.
But you don't have to hide anything.
I don't tell people what you do for a living. I look to see if I'm being followed. I check our car for bombs. I don't answer the phone. I try and blend in always.
You don't need to. You can be however you want to be.
And at school, I know I'm leaving, so I just disappear in there. It's like I'm invisible. Oh.
You know what? I'm sorry. You're part of it too. I don't know what I'm meant to do. I don't know how to help you make it okay.
It's like all these wars or whatever, and all of these men die, but no one ever says that the wife and the kids sort of were in the army too, and that they sort of did it with him.
It's true.
And that we are part of the team. And we should get treated like it and know everything that's happening. I can handle it. I just don't want to be annoying Lucy in it, because I've been to war and back, really, and I deserve a bit of respect. I want training. I want information. I want to be part of it properly.
Well, okay. Here's what's going to happen. I leave at 5 a.m. Saturday morning, so we've got today and tonight. We can have a special dinner tonight, maybe.
Actually, Dad, in my experience, I find it easier if you just disappear. No big fuss, no special anything, so it feels like less of a big deal. That's how they tell you to do it, anyway.
Oh, who tells you?
A booklet.
What booklet?
I call it the How to Say Goodbye Properly booklet. Doesn't matter.
You are helping, you know. You do help.
Why are you in the army?
What?
Just tell me. Underneath everything, why are you in the army?
All right, well, it's like a service to my country. I suppose it's my job.
Ask me.
Why are you in the army? I can't ask that.
Yes, you can.
This is silly. It's the middle of the night. We can't just stand around in our pajamas climbing military fences. Come on, soldier. Bedtime.
Dear Lucy, hi. I told you I'd write to you, so whatever that means, I have anyway. We're living in a normal house now. I can't explain it to you properly, I don't think. What it means is that you open the front door and you can walk outside onto the street, and if you keep walking, you hit a road, and if you keep walking, eventually a town or something. And anyone can walk up to your door and ring the doorbell. Anyone can just pop by. The doorbell rang the other day, and I hid behind my mum's sofa until he went away.
It is also very quiet, combined with the idea that you don't know what is going to happen ever. Civilians are strange. They just carry on like it's normal. They don't mind that everything is a bit chaotic and a mess, and nobody seems to be in charge. And there are very few fences. Alsatian dogs and barbed wire also. It's like there is a trust that nothing bad will happen. They are not prepared for danger all the time. It is very strange to experience. And many people have very dirty, scuffed shoes, I've also noticed. Civilians are not interested in shoe polish. There are many places to live off camp. I wonder where your parents will choose. I keep forgetting that Dad isn't with us anymore. I keep forgetting it and wondering. Well, I mean, I hope that he felt it was worth it. And when I look at all the people walking their dogs and talking on the phone and shouting at the kids and putting letters into the postbox and all of that, I sort of think it's funny that this is what Dad most likely died for. So everyone else can post their letters, like I'm doing now. It doesn't matter in particular, I just thought that it would be interesting for you to understand the point. There are normal people who want to be left alone to be really normal, and that's what we're all trying to protect. I've asked my mum if we can get a dog or something. I want to hear it barking at night, and I want to shout at it sometimes, like other civilians do to their dogs. No one here even knows where we've come from. I think that the neighbour thinks that Mum went off with someone new, or that Dad did. I think she thinks we're totally normal, which in a weird way is quite nice. I probably won't see you soon, or ever. Don't worry about writing back. Love from Toby.
I'm getting ready for my first day at my just-in-case school. Dad went a few weeks ago, just like he said. One minute his combat trousers were drying on the radiator, next minute they were gone. Angela and me are doing okay. We know what we've got to do. We know what the plan is. We've had on-the-job training.
I'm so sorry I don't have the new uniform for you yet.
Doesn't matter.
I know you want to be able to blend in. Your camouflage, you're right. Black isn't the same as blue.
It doesn't matter. I can be however I want. I don't need to be invisible. I don't need camouflage. I don't need to pretend about anything. It's okay to talk about.
You're very brave, love.
Am I? So are you then, Angela? We both are.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're the most in the army of all of us. You're the bravest of all of us, aren't you?
Don't say that.
What?
It's got nothing to do with us.
All right then. I'm the bravest.
Yes, exactly. Fine. You are.
You don't really think I am.
Not really. Sorry.
Ask me why I'm in the army, Mum.
You're not in the army.
Ask me.
Oh, dear. Why are you in the army, Lucy?
I've decided that I'm okay to be in service to my country. That living here is a service. I'm in service to my country and to all the other families who live out there. I'm here for them.
Don't be silly. You're being very silly.
You're in service too, Mum.
Lucy.
Well, it's true. And it's all right. I'm nearly there. I've nearly done my bit, and then I'm done. I'm happy to make the sacrifice for my country.
Well, OK. I don't see it like that, but OK.
OK, good. That'll do for me. OK. It's OK. Carry on.
In How to Say Goodbye Properly by E.V. Crow, Lucy was played by Ellie Kendrick, Martin by Stuart Macquarie, and Angela by Hermione Norris. Toby was played by Alex Lawther, and Mrs. Ashwood by Elaine Claxton. The director was Abigail Le Fleming.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.